The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. It's a wonderful Monday morning here, April 10th, 2017. I can't even believe that we're already in 2017.
April. And Reese, I don't know, if you think back of some of the things that happened April 10th, it's really amazing. Like back in the 60s, the Academy Awards, when Rod Steiger won Best Actor, it's like, are you kidding? That was the 40th Academy Awards in 68. You know, when you think back, and Mickey Mantle in 62 on April 10th hit his 375th home run. Do you remember any of those headlines? You know, it's so long ago.
Well, I remember Rod Steiger. I'm not a baseball player.
And let it go at that. It does go, though, Retha. You're right. It does go fast. And I actually heard a tip. I heard something that they said the time is actually going faster because of the axis of the Earth. Some scientists said that the days are actually a little shorter.
I don't believe any of that. I don't believe carbon dating. They're making it all up, but that's okay.
But that I'll go along with that.
Our hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, Jim, my hot topic this week is actually a hot topic. And it's about these two crazy ads that they've been talking about on social media all weekend. So I know basically our crowd does not read a lot of social media or keep up with that stuff. And in the scheme of things that happened over the weekend, this is definitely small time. However, Pepsi had a commercial out with Kendall Jenner, who is one of the Kardashians. And it was pulled because of the controversy. It was supposed to be Kendall going through this kind of millennial protest kind of march thing. And she goes up and gives a San Francisco cop a Pepsi. Now, this is a throwback. Now, talking about throwbacks to the days of the Coke commercial where it have a Coke and a smile, it was a different generation, Jim. We were genuinely loving and smiling. This was in the middle of a protest. This
you
was in
it.
Poor taste. It was just poor taste. So, Pepsi, don't try to reboot Coke. You fail every single time. And the city of San Francisco's mad because they use their badges without their permission. The second poor taste commercial for the weekend was Sony PlayStation, where they have an ad that they had in the Netherlands, and it's a big billboard of a very sexy, temptress white woman with her hands around the throat of a much younger black male, and the sign reads, Sony Sony PlayStation Portable White is coming. And you're looking at it like, okay, what's the message here? And
yeah.
They pulled it. And they did realize this is in bad taste. You know, I don't know where the adults are, but apparently they've left the room because the millennials are putting up these things that just are in poor taste.
Yeah.
I'm not always for being politically correct, but come on. Can we just have not be in poor taste? That's my hot topic, Jim. What's yours?
No, I agree. Yeah. No, that makes sense. But, well, moving along, I'm going to touch on a little bit of the hot topics as far as news goes. And President Trump deployed 60 Tomahawk cruise missiles to the Syrian airfield that was responsible for the chemical attack on civilians. And 59 of the 60 Tomahawk missiles hit their target with pinpoint accuracy. The other one dropped in the ocean safely. And in North Korea, they have been, President of North Korea has been launching these missiles, and this is against our policy. So President Trump sent a super carrier group. The Carl Vinson was sent over there. It's a 97,000-ton carrier with 60 fighters and 5,000 personnel, along with a missile, some of the missile ships to accompany it. And Rex Tillerson is to meet with Russian counterpart, and they want to try to stabilize what's going on in Syria and convince Russia not to back the Assad regime. Delta has been having a problem with the flights regarding that storm they had down in Atlanta, and it's put them out of business for 4 days. So now they're kind of getting back on track. So if you plan on traveling that area, check the flights down there with Delta. In Cairo, Egypt, ISIS was taking credit for the deaths of 49 Christians that the suicide bombers hit two of the churches there. And the president is ordering a meeting Priebus is going to look over because evidently Kushner and Brennan haven't been getting along. At least that's the rumor. So they're supposed to squash that little feud. And then Supreme Court Justice Kennedy this morning swore in Neil Gorsuch. So he is now Supreme Court Justice. And Dallas officials are searching for a hacker that set off tornado sirens. Tornado sirens were actually hacked. And the sirens went off for hours. And so basically that's it. Right? The weather's pretty stable across the country, 50s and 60s in the Midwest and the East Coast. And you know what it's like here. It's basically the same, 70s and 80s. But in golf, or just a real quick one, Sergio Garcia finally won a Masters tournament, and he won it on the day of his golf idol's birthday. So how about that? That was pretty exciting.
Well, that brings us to our first commercial.
It's commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. Yes, we do. And the easy way comes with a lot of hard work on Eric's part, but it's really helping. And Yes, Aretha, I know. And if you think back, the commercials are a little different today than they were back in the 60s. You know, a little bit more high tech. Wow.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we have, we have a special guest coming on. I don't know if we have our guests on yet, Penny Latham and Nicholas Rubin, and they are into health and wellness. And I'll tell you, this is something that's needed. Penny is a health and wellness coach, fashion coach, and Nicholas Rubin is into, he's a chef extraordinaire with his pizza and all that. But it's not just that. He likes to do it in a healthy way. And, you know, Aretha, we need that today because a lot of us, you know, retirees are not going in the right direction. So let's see, do we have him on?
Yes, we're on.
There we are. Okay. Penny and Nick, welcome to the show with Aretha and I. Aretha,
good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm great, except for my sinuses. There's a little
you
and
me
up
both.
In the air here in California.
Yeah,
we've got it pretty bad up here, too. We're up in Redding, California, and it attacks everybody pretty bad. But,
beautiful
yeah,
Redding.
So.
Beautiful Redding. And, Aretha, there, you know, Penny has been in the health. Nick, with his expertise in all his years of cooking, but they just don't want to do it the regular way. They like people being healthy when they have their diets and everything. And Penny, you know, you've heard all the statistics on health today. We're actually not going in the right direction, are we? Generally, some of the a lot of people, but a lot of the retirees, they have issues.
Sure they do. Yeah, they do, and they're not looking at, you know, they have all these problems with their health coming on because the truth is if you don't eat the right foods, you end up eating medicine. And when you eat medicine, you end up with toxins in your body, and the next thing you know, you're getting worse because they're having to add more medicine. And a lot of people, I would say a good percentage of this country is over-medicated because they're just not paying attention to their diet. And, you know, they're paying attention to, you know, all the fads and whatnot instead of just having good nutrition. And it's kind of scary, actually.
And, you know, Penny and Nick, Aretha and I have talked about this in the past many times. Okay, so you get your medications. And your specific issue may be starting to heal, but the medications are causing other issues. So it's a catch-22 in a way. You remember, Aretha, we've talked about that. You
oh,
know?
Absolutely.
It's like which direction, the worst of two evils, right? I mean, which direction you go.
Well,
so it,
you know, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's important. And so what's your kind of spin on this, Penny? Because, you know, you deal with a lot of nutrients, a lot of, you know, the maybe just not just the foods, but you deal with, you know, some of the vitamin situations and so on.
Well,
which direction?
We do a lot of assessment on, you know, different foods that, you know, like you look up different conditions that a person has. People can do this themselves. They can, you know, say if a person has inflammation problems, arthritis problems, they need to eat foods that are anti-inflammatory. But most people start eating, you know, like for instance, like with our pizzas, you know, we get a lot of people that love the meat pizzas. Well, that's good. That's great. But, you know, for a person who should not be eating foods that cause you to swell and have inflammation and whatnot, you're supposed to be eating more fish, more chicken. And even in some cases, chicken can be inflammatory because of all the hormones that they inject into the chickens. But, you know, those people who have issues, they have to do more vegetables. They have to, you know,
eat healthier,
eat more salads. You know, if they're going to eat pizza, they need to put things on the pizza or in their dishes on their stove, you know, where you're cooking your vegetables and your meat. You need to, you know, make a dish or eat lots of catabolic food, you know, where you're eating raw type food as well. And we're doing more oils, you know, the doTERRA oils that we use a lot in our cooking.
things seem to change, though, every other week now. 1 week eggs are bad for you, the next week eggs are good for you. How do you figure out what's going to be a staple in good eating and not just
moderation.
A fad?
Moderation.
You gotta just have Penny and Nick hang around with you all day.
No, I think moderation is a four-letter word, okay?
It really is. Yeah, but it's true. I mean, think about it. If they say this week that eggs are bad for you, then eat the egg whites and eat an egg yolk every so often. You know, do things that are going to give you, just a little more common sense. And that's what I think a lot of people don't use, is they don't use common sense. When we go to doctors, you got to use common sense, because if the doctor is going to tell you anything he wants you to know, you know, but he's not going to tell you what he doesn't want you to know. And so you have to really pay attention and listen. And you have to say, okay, I have this problem and I can choose to give into it or I can choose to fix it. And we're more into the solution of things. And so moderation's the key, Aretha, and it's, you know, it's so important, I think, for people to, you know, stick with that. As long as you're consistent with yourself, you're okay.
And then the thing is, Aretha,
with Nick
and the pizzas, people think of a pizza. You take the pizza out of the box and you eat your pizza. And in this situation, and I've seen this stuff with Nick, it's just an absolutely different scenario. This is not just a pizza. This is a meal, a healthy meal in itself. It's got, you got your vegetables, and he could put anything on there, and the dough and everything is made on a healthy base. I mean, you're looking at each piece is, this is like a meal in itself, and I've never seen a pizza like that. And you could have eat that pizza, and you're having something healthy. That's what's different. I like that. It stands out.
If people want to get in touch with you about health and wellness or about the pizzas, how would people get in touch with you?
Well, what they want to do is they want to go to our website, which is celebritypizzaguy.com. We have information on that. We have ways to contact us. We also have information and, e-commerce stuff for the oil
through
so
Jim
that they
Zulli.
Can educate. Through Jim Zulli would be another one, through Eric Zulli. But, no, seriously, we have Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe and events. We have a Twitter account and also an Instagram under Celebrity Pizza Guy as well. So we have all the particulars, but the main one is celebritypizzaguy.com.
Celebrity Pizza Guy. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, we also will educate people, you know, on what they need. And we're getting ready to do some branching out where, you know, we're going to be, you know, doing some, I guess you could say, some courses, some classes and stuff. And we do one-on-ones with people, too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on with us again. It's always great talking to you. And it's really easy to remember everything. CelebrityPizzaGuy.com and the Celebrity Pizza Guy. Forget about it.
With the Celebrity Pizza Guy, the show. Guys,
okay.
You got to check that
all
out. Thank
all
you,
right,
guys,
you
for coming, because I know how busy you are. And enjoy Reading.
Right, thanks for having us on.
Bye-bye. Aretha, I'll tell you what. I have never bit into a better pizza. Good.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
It's tech time.
It's tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, Jim, I'm going to talk about the dreaded day of the year. That's right, it's coming up, April 15th, deadline day. So it is coming up, it is right around the corner, and lots of people can't decide. They procrastinate, they wait till the last minute. You only got a few days left. How are you going to do your taxes? Did you know you can do them online? Yes, you can. And it can be absolutely free. Do you need to take precautions when you're doing that? Of course you do. Make sure, first of all, that you're on a legitimate website. There are some software out that you can go to. Go to the legitimate ones. Look for names like Intuit, names that you've seen before, TurboTax, things that you know are legitimate tax sites that connect with the IRS. And you can fill those out perfectly right there online. I don't know, you know, how complicated you can get with it online. I'm sure if you need an accountant, I hope you already have one. But if you're just doing simple tax forms, you can do them online. They will deposit your check directly into your bank. No muss, no fuss. It is secure. Like I said, just make sure you go to one of the legitimate websites. You can file them up to the last minute. I wouldn't wait to the last minute, because what happens if the internet breaks because of all of the people trying to file their tax returns? So don't wait till the last minute, but you can do it in the pleasure of your own home anytime between now and April 15th. So it doesn't have to be a dreaded day. It could be, matter of fact, I'm going to go away and do some work out of the country. And I always say I like going to third world countries, because when I come back to America, I appreciate what we have. Well, I even appreciate the taxes a little bit more when I go someplace where there's no sidewalks. So I just thought I'd throw that in. So feel good about paying your taxes, and you can go online and do it. And now it's time for Jim's Gym.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
And just a little quick one in there, as far as the taxes go, if you get calls from people saying, we're going to show up at your door because you didn't pay your taxes, we're going to do this, or it's not the IRS. The IRS has stated that they don't do that kind of stuff, so don't fall for that. Anyway, we're talking about health, Nick and Penny. We're on there, you know, they are people that are, they're into health, and they're into, you know, they want to see you in shape and be healthy. So in the InShape.com, I saw an article. It's Dr. Oz's top 10 health and fitness tips, I thought was pretty interesting. And I'm going to go through them with you. And so you don't have to write them down. You just go to our archive show and just listen to it over and over. Get strong as number one. Get strong, not skinny. Illness or injury may often be, okay, the instigator, but frailty, being frail, is what kills us, says Dr. Oz. Our bodies cannot recover well if they are not strong. Good little tip. And number two, cut out the white stuff. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. So the easiest way to lose weight and improve your health is ditch the white stuff. Most white food, bread, rice, sugar, flour, primarily made of refined carbs and empty calories. So cutting them out is one of the quickest ways to shed pounds. Okay, number three is bring on the broccoli. Broccoli is the best produce option because it cleans the liver and helps to fight cancer. So for best results, clean for 5 to 10 minutes, steam or microwave instead of boiling. Okay. Number four is get your daily D. New research says vitamin D may play a crucial role in weight loss by controlling appetite and helping fat cells become more metabolically active. And this one everybody knows, drink more water. It is imperative for staying healthy, energized, and losing weight. To find out exactly how much water to drink, divide your body weight in pounds by two and aim to drink that many ounces per day. If you're 200 pounds, it'd be 100 and then 100 ounces. Okay. So going to number six, trade supplements for tea. Drinking all natural green tea is an excellent way to boost your weight and lose, or boost your weight loss and health. Focus on nutrients, that's number seven, not calories. Okay, while the amount of calories is crucial for weight loss, the quality of your food is often more important. Okay, number eight, delay dessert. You don't need to eliminate it. Just try not to indulge it right after dinner. All right, sleep, number nine. That's a big one. Sleep and slim down. The old saying, you snooze, you lose, couldn't be more accurate when it comes to shedding pounds. And number 10, make breakfast. The mandatory breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Skipping the first meal of the day can increase risk for obesity more than fourfold. If you don't eat right, when you wake up, your body senses there's a famine going on, and it slows your metabolism down to compensate. So there you go. There's my 10 tips from Dr. Oz. And
welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On Channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay Magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
And we do it the easy way. And, Retha, those top 10 tips I found, Dr. Oz's 10 tips I found at InShape.com, and these are important. And we know the sleep and the diet and all that stuff, because we want to live as long as we can, as healthy as we can.
I want to be as healthy as I can at any rate. Well,
We
have Carmelita's Corner today.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning. Good morning. And indeed, it is a beautiful morning. And I am excited today because I have two wonderful guests. I have two for the price of one. Normally, I concentrate on one guest, but this is a wonderful married couple. And I want to bring you Lori Frazier and Peter Myers. Good morning.
Good morning, Carmelita.
And Lori?
Hi.
Hi. Well, listen, Lori, it's just really, like I said before, you are the first to be a couple on my show. And, of course, you know, I've enjoyed working with you when I first met you because we were in a musical together. But your background is so diverse. You come from St. Louis.
Right.
And yes, and that is also the home place of Miles Davis and Josephine Baker.
Yeah.
And then you moved to San Francisco, where you became a top John Robert Powers model, and then your singing career began, and you wound up in Las Vegas and performed for the USO. And became a guest of General Westmoreland above the Kitty Hawk, where you received a special commendation. And you also performed at the Stardust and the Frontier with Vic Damone, where you were discovered by Hollywood, and you wound up on TV shows like Get Smart, Police Woman with Angie Dickinson, Rockford Files with James Garner, and The Tonight Show and Merv Griffin and so on. That is just a little taste of about you, Lori.
Oh, thank you. I really have enjoyed the work, you know.
Yes. Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. My text messages were just going off, and I realized that they were chiming in a musical background that was not invited. So anyway, yeah, I want to also talk about Peter. Peter, you are from Manchester, England, and you had so many wonderful things going on in your background. For the last 5 years, you've been a composer and an architect, a musical architect, crafting detailed compositions, telling lively stories through counterpoint, textured harmonies, and striking rhythms. And you also delved into the film industry, television, and theater projects. And your list of accomplishments is stellar. I mean, you know, I just really do.
It just means, Carmelita, I've been around a long time. And,
yes, absolutely.
I would put it to you this way, Carmelita.
Uh-huh.
In meeting people outside of the music industry, they say, Peter, if you've done so much, how come we don't know about you? And I said, for some reason or other, I did it all under the radar.
Oh, wow. Well, looking at this list here, it doesn't look exactly like under the radar.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
like kind of a slick thing to say.
Yeah, well, you've done specials like the Carol Burnett Show, Sonny and Cher Show, the Academy Awards. You've arranged dance numbers with choreographers and stars like Cannonball Adderley, Gladys Knight, Tom Jones, Natalie Cole, Steve Lawrence, Sammy Davis, I'd go on and on.
Since you brought up Cannonball Adderley, I would tell you that my first real big break in television was with Della Reese. I'd been on the road with her, firstly as a player and then secondly as a conductor and arranger.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a television series, 1969. That's how old we are. Mm-hmm. And
you mean how
we
young
were probably at that time, how can I say, my orchestra was probably the best on television. Doc Severinsen told me at that time, he said, you're scaring me. Mm-hmm. Because we had fantastic players. We really did.
Mm-hmm.
And just to putting it just where it is, and we were completely integrated orchestra. It wasn't at all white. It wasn't at all white, all black. It was the best players were in the best chairs, and that's what I've always done.
Okay. That's wonderful. Well, what are your plans now?
Well, you know, as you know, I have an orchestra, and, of course, Lori performs with us. It's very important that she does. She's sort of like the beauty on stage when the rest of us we're playing. But anyway, this orchestra that I have, it's something that I'm doing pretty well for myself. After having had years and years of working in the studios, writing nighttime soap operas, I did Dynasty, you know, for 9 years. This jazz orchestra is sort of my first love now, and I'm having so much fun with it, as is Lori. And between us, we're just having a great time. We've got some terrific players with us. Your listeners may know some of them. They know particularly Ricky Woodard, who's a spectacular player, as is Charles Owens and Mel Lee, our drummer. And we're having a great time. And the next thing, I'll give you a little promo. The next place we perform will be the L.A. Jazz Institute, their biannual concerts that they put on. This will be at the Western Los Angeles Airport Hotel. We will be there on Sunday, May 28th at 7 p.m. So I would invite everybody to come by. I will tell them we have a great orchestra, but then they can hear for themselves.
Yes, can you repeat that? That's the L.A. Jazz Institute, did you
LA
say?
L.A. Jazz Institute, they have their concert series in May, and it's at the Western LAX, Western Airport, Western, W-S-T-I-N, the Western Hotel at the airport, and our performance will be on Sunday the 28th at 7 p.m. And as Quincy once told me, he said, you guys tore it up. And we will tear it up. I can guarantee.
Oh, I can guarantee everyone, too. And, in fact, I remember my husband and I both went to see you at the Catalina, and Quincy Jones was there as one of your fans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm going to put that on our calendar, and I'm sure those who show up will appreciate this announcement.
All right. Well, thank you, sweetie.
Yes, and speaking of announcements, one of the things I want to talk about today is the Easy Way Tube. our host, who is the producer of this show, is Eric Zuli, and he wants everyone to know that you can get your own television show by just going to that website, easywaytube.com. Now, does that sound like something you'd like to do?
No.
Have
well,
your
I'd
own
like
television
to
show?
Take, well, I'd like to take a look at it and see how it looks.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure that you're able to do that, you know, after the show.
Thank you.
Yes. And, Lori, you know, you are so spectacular as the headliner there. I mean, Peter really does justice, of course, with his fabulous orchestra behind you. And I just have to tell you that we are one of your biggest fans.
Thank you, Komaliyu. Very nice.
Yeah, now for the audience that cannot see her, she is gorgeous. She's been, as I said before, a top model for John Robert Powers. And now you are doing, besides being spectacular on stage with Peter Myers Orchestra, what are you up to these days?
Well, I'm not doing anything, playing bridge. That's one of my passions, but and Peter wanted me to tell you that I worked with TWA as a ticket agent, and that was great. We traveled all over the world, and was wonderful.
Carmelita, if you don't mind me telling you this, and that is what Lori will not tell you, and that is that back then, Lori was the Jackie Robinson of the airline industry.
Oh, wow.
She really was. And it was somebody has to be first, and Lori was first. Jackie Robinson was first in baseball. Lori was first in the airline industry at TWA, and they all loved her, as you can imagine.
Oh, yes. She's easy to love. Yeah, well, that well, you discovered that. And by the way, how did you two meet?
Oh. Well, we met two or three different times. As I mentioned earlier, I was traveling with Della Reese, and we did a USO tour in the Far East, and I met Lori the first time. We just happened to bump into each other on that tour. And that was, I didn't see her again until maybe 3 months later. I worked with Della at one of the big nightclubs in San Francisco, and Della came in to hear us, and she reminded me that we'd met in the Far East. And then the next time, I was working at the, oh, I can't remember the hotel, a big hotel in Washington, D.C., and Lori showed up, and we met again. And we sort of,
great.
We sort of got to know each other a little bit until we finally, Lori decided we'd get married.
Ah, okay. So now I know who was the instigator, right? Okay, well, listen. It's been a pleasure. I wish we had more time together on the air. But there'll be lots of other opportunities. And again, we want everybody to go to the event you have coming up on the 28th in May at the Jazz Institute. And I will sign off now. I've been given notice that my time is up.
Lovely being with
you. Carmelita, can I very quickly give you the website for the Peter Myers Orchestra? It's www.PeterMyersOrchestra.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
As always, a very interesting time in Carmelita's
career. Very interesting. And boy, those names she brings on, you know, like Miles Davis, when people associated with that, it's very interesting because it just brings back old memories. And
absolutely. And
Rita,
you
mentioned
our,
the.
Are we going to have our celebrity power couple on today?
I don't believe we're going to have them on, but.
Okay.
You did mention the tax situation. So real quick now, we have. I just wanted to mention. You remember, go to ericzuli.com/Pepper J and check out Eyes on You. All right, that's the new one, and very, very interesting technology there. So, yeah.
I hear theme music. I hear theme music.
Yeah,
it must be the
I
one,
ask Eric
the
to,
only.
I asked Eric to pop in real quick. Eric, are you there?
I got a very, very short amount of time, but yes, Rita, how you doing? So Eyes on You is a new project that we're doing. It's a new show. It's a new way of promoting people where they only need to have a touchpad computer or phone, and we can interview anybody all over the world. Doesn't matter where you are. We have people set up in France and Italy and Spain and Europe and in Asia. We have it all over the place. And it's basically a way for us to really promote you in a way you guys have never seen before. And that's where you go to see it. If you go to easywaytube.com and our Easy Way TV channel, you'll see what we're talking about. It's a new way of how we're going to be promoting. Rita, you'll be on there. You can have up to 10 different people, and it's beyond amazing, as well as the easywaytube.com. And I want to correct you. You guys said show. The Carmelita, you said show. It's channel. It's actually a channel that people can get. Rita, you can actually have your own channel. So as you're doing your twerking on stage and people are filming it with cell phones, you can ask them for that for that content and get it. Get your own channel. Have people subscribe to it. People can message you. We're up to 44 channels now on Easy Way Tube. We got some big deals, big things happening. It's similar to YouTube. It's a content housing distribution platform that allows you to put photos, video, and audio on. Collect your own viewership, build your own channel, make money. Same scenario as YouTube. It's going to be real, real fun. It's our next biggest platform. We're pushing it hard. So you guys got 2 minutes left. It's been an awesome show, and I got to go. I got to call. So thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for popping in and explaining that, Eric. Yeah, Aretha's technology is
now
amazing. You briefly showed it to me, and it's, you can talk to somebody in any country. They could put on the channel, you put on the computer or your phone, what they're trying to show you, and you could still be on there in the top corner, and you could be reading and looking at their wares or whatever it is, and it's live feed, it's everything you need. It's amazing technology. But
that's where all of the stars of today are coming from, the internet. So it's great to be able to have your own channel. To be able to show it off to the people who needs to see you. There was a time back in the day when you had to know somebody to even begin to know somebody. But now you just go on, you can go on Easy Way's channel and have your own channel. It's a wonderful
thing. This is
thing.
Affecting every way of life. I mean, these big stores, they say a lot of the centers, I just heard the other day, a lot of these centers have vacancies, and people are shopping online. And like you said on the show today, people are doing their taxes online. They're renting movies. I mean, everything is kind of going on. I actually made a couple purchases online for the first time, and it's a new way of doing things, I guess.
Well, I buy stuff online all the time, and believe me, anything that you want to do online, you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. You can go to Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. There is so much stuff going on the Easy Way. It's like, you know how they go, mind-blowing? It's mind-blowing, Jim. It really is. We're going to be back
next good technology.
Monday morning at 10 a.m. right here. And I'm going to go and do a humanitarian trip. So I may or may not be back next Monday, but I'll be back definitely
we'll
the
happens.
Monday after that. But
all right, we'll keep you in touch.
Have a good
Radio
week,
Boomers
everybody.
Live.
Radio
have a good
Boomers
week.
Live.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.